Life Audio.
Are you spending more and more time throughout the day when you're with your family thinking about that moment that you're going to be able to drink, or that moment that you're going to be able to look something up on your phone or on your computer? Because, man, those addictions are just as real.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction.
Does that make me crazy?
Oh my God.
Does that make me crazy? I don't want this to be flagged because that was pretty on point.
You've been doing a lot of singing lately, man.
Hey, man. Carlos brings it out of me, dude.
I can tell.
One Common. Go check him out on Instagram, YouTube. One Common. Carlos is our new studio producer. And he's got me singing, man. He's got me tapped into it. Hey, today's episode, we're going to talk about how do I know if I have a problem? We come across that a lot. A lot of people probably know subconsciously or in denial. But before we dive in, we want to do a little housekeeping for the podcast, for this channel. What are we starting with?
We're starting with the new merch,
hey,
baby. Well, I don't know. It's new old merch, but kind of new merch as well. These are the olive green, freshest, softest merch in the game.
Yes.
You can get these on S2L.net.
Yes.
I believe they're $30. I could be wrong.
Something like that.
But something like that. So, yeah, go check these out. I think we still have some T-shirts on there, if I'm correct.
Yeah, yeah. Life, then, death from death to life T-shirts. That's a very good-looking shirt. We got the hats, as you could see behind us. We got the workbooks. We've got the video series. We got the documentary, The Forgotten Pandemic, which if you saw last week, you saw a little clip from that Jelly Roll stole from us.
Yeah.
What else is on there?
We might have given away the hats at Christmas. Isn't that the ones I gave out?
Yeah, but I think we still got four right here.
You can get actual studio hats.
I think we have a bunch. I think we have a few left. I ordered some extra ones and gave those to the students for Christmas. All right. But yeah, so merch. Also, this channel, man, Life After Addiction, it is our ministry, the resources that we're giving. We try to make it entertaining, fun, funny sometimes, but also we've had a ton of feedback that it's beneficial from people who struggle with addiction and their families, actually.
Yeah.
And so, man, it drives us. We feel called to do this. You could join the channel. It's $2.99 a month. And I hate even talking about it, but it really helps us. It sows into, I think it's even called sowing into this ministry, or sowing into a seed into this ministry. You get a couple perks, but it's not, I mean, I think you get a discount on all the merch. You get your name shout out. Some of our new members, we have Jamie and Justin, 95590. Jamie O and Justin, thank you guys so much. But it's really not about the perks. No one's doing it for the perks. I think you get a little meme next to your when you make a comment or something too.
Yeah.
It's really that you're sowing into a very fertile ministry, that with the feedback that we're getting, just so appreciative. Also, you know, I did some data stuff. I want to say 93% of the people that watch the videos are not subscribed. So please subscribe. If you like this and you're watching, please subscribe. It means a lot. We're not, if you're worried that someone might see, man, there's almost 7,000 people subscribed, so no one cares. And it's pretty fun, some of the stuff we do. So please subscribe. It helps let YouTube know that they should put this out there to more people hearing that there is freedom from addiction, more people hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for that. Let's dive in, man. How do I know if I have a problem?
Yeah, that could go so many directions. And I think about my own life. I guess I'll just start here. I mean, just some basic like things that you could self-reflect on. Do I have an issue? Is alcohol, is drugs, is the addiction I'm facing an issue?
The pornography.
If you've ever stolen from somebody to get a fix, to get high, to go drink, you have a problem.
Yeah.
If you've ever told a lie in order to be able to get drunk, to go get high, to go out to a bar, you have a problem.
About what you were looking at on the screen.
Correct, about what you're looking at on the
screen. If you've deleted history.
If you've ever gotten a car wreck due to being high, being drunk, anything like that, you have an issue. I mean, these are just some basic things. I would also say if you've ever called out of work because you were too drunk or too high or whatever the case may be, you indefinitely have a problem. If you've ever told yourself tomorrow is going to be the last day that I'm going to use, and you find yourself several tomorrows later and the same thing is still happening. I mean, these are some basic fundamental signs of knowing that, man, I have to look at my heart internally and assess it with wisdom and honesty and integrity and be like, man, these things are happening in my life currently and have been for a long time. And it's time to humble yourself and realize, man, there are steps you can take to start moving in the right direction. I mean, I was at a point in my life where everything in my life is falling apart around me at a rapid speed. I'm lying. I'm deceiving. I'm manipulating. I'm stealing. I'm getting in wrecks. I'm quitting jobs. I'm losing jobs. I'm doing all these things. And I'm so delusional, man. And I'm so prideful and arrogant that I am still convincing myself that, man, there's really not a problem. As long as I can pay my bills, as long as I can appear to have everything together when I'm around society and other people, well, then, man, I really don't have a problem because I still have a car. I still have a job. And these are ways in which we'd like to justify our erratic behavior is, man, if I still can pay my bills and have a car and have a job, man, I don't have a problem. Understand, if you've ever told a lie to do these things, you have a problem. If you ever manipulated your way to do these things, you have a problem.
Yeah.
If you've ever spent mass amounts of your family's money or your money on ridiculous, ludicrous things because you were inebriated, you have a problem.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's two, I think there's two, I guess it's titled, How Do I Know If I Have a Problem? So let's address it from that, what you have been. But later, I think maybe let's address it for a family member that's, they're concerned, but they want to believe someone, and they're saying there's nothing going on, and you saw this, and you're like, oh, now I don't. We'll address it from that side too of the loved one. But to stay over here, how do I know if I have a problem? I think when it comes to drugs, it's probably a little easier to say, like, the money things, and if you're stealing, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're doing something illegal to obtain a drug, which buying a drug is illegal, obviously there's a problem there, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to alcohol, when it comes to pornography, man, I think just asking yourself and just self-reflect, man, be honest. Has there been time robbed from your family? You know, can't really, not coming out of a bank account, not coming out of a whatever, but are you spending more and more time isolating? Mm-hmm. Are you spending more and more time throughout the day when you're with your family thinking about that moment that you're going to be able to drink or that moment that you're going to be able to look something up on your phone or on your computer? Because, man, those addictions are just as real. Pornography is just as real of an addiction. It'll put its hooks in you. Alcohol is just as real. I mean, alcohol, honestly, man, it's legal. It's legal to, you know, well, man, alcohol, if someone comes to us, we have a medical detox. If someone comes to us with an alcohol addiction, it's mandated that they go through detox because you can die from the withdrawal. So, yes, it's very serious. It's very serious. But if you start to see time being robbed from your family, and you're not going to see it, but I really want you to stop and be like, hey, as I'm sitting in the living room, or if I'm doing this, or if I'm in the car with my family, and I'm just starting to, only thing I'm really thinking about is when they go to bed, then I get to, I mean, there's a problem. Like, you are creating an idol in your life, and you're losing your the time with your family is being robbed from them and you because you're focused on the idol. Man, you have a problem there. Yeah, I think if you just slow down, like he said, if you've ever had any legal trouble because of a substance, you have a problem. If you've ever had any occupational trouble because of a substance, there's a problem.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on The Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And this one's a tough one, but it, man, if you've ever struggled with addiction, it's real. If the most joyful you are around your family is once you get that fix, once you take those pills, once you drink, once you do whatever substance it is that you are addicted to, if that is like your you know, most joyful time that you get to spend with your family, and we hate to say that, man, it's so shameful to say that, like, man, that's when I love being around my family most, is whenever I am drunk and I've gotten high and I've taken my pill and I've snorted my powder, whatever it is. But man, when addiction's claws get in you, man, and it gets a hold of you, that is 100% truth for us. It really is. It's like, man, when I desire to be around my kids and my wife and my loved ones most is once I've gotten my fix, then everything just seems kosher, man. It all seems good. And people who don't struggle with addiction won't understand that. But man, if you are someone out there who is struggling currently and you relate to that, man, understand that you've got to humble yourself in these times and get the help that you need.
Yeah. And I mean, not only is it the an identifier is the only time you're enjoying this with your family, but also you probably showed up to that event an hour late. So another thing, here's just a broad thing. If your integrity is questioned, if your integrity is compromised because of a substance, because of a video or images, if your integrity is compromised, man, you have a problem. You have a problem, and you should address it. Now to the loved one, I think. I mean, unless there's more. You want to add more?
No, we can.
Because I want to come back to them about what do I do about that I have a problem or if I'm unsure. One. So loved one, I think obviously the same things we just said, but view it from the other end. And I'm going to ask you and maybe say some hard things to you. Don't be dumb. Right. That sounds kind of harsh, but man, God's gifted you with a brain. You want to believe your loved one. That's great. That's awesome. And you should want to believe them, but do not allow that to lower your intelligence level. If your loved one, there's been a shift in their integrity, if there's been a shift in their timeliness, like how many times can they be late with the same excuse of, worked late, did this late, did this late. Well, man, did something change from a month ago? Because you never worked late, right? Use your brain. You don't have to believe a lie. Well, how do I know they're lying? I mean, just use your brain. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Like, you worked late again? Man, you never used to work late. Or you got pulled over again, or you got robbed again. That's why we don't have any money. Or you had a you had to make another payment. I mean, ask questions, get involved. And if something feels off, in love, not an accusation, because at this point you're still in love, but use your brain. You're an intelligent, God created you in the Imago Dei, whether you're a Christian or not, you're made in his image. You have a brain, use it. Yes, I know it's the hardest thing. The people that, and there's also this enabling thing that we're not going to go into, but if you're told something and it doesn't add up, break down that equation, because the math isn't adding up. Figure out why. Why is that feeling weird in my head? If he says he's late again, or if whatever the excuse is, man, that's something different in their life, money missing, they're showing up late all the time, they're tired all the time, or nodding out, or whatever it may be, right? Ask the questions. Dive deeper. Investigate a little bit, you know, in a way that is still in love, but something's not adding up, because you doing that potentially will save his or her life. Save their life.
Yeah, I mean, and I think back to my life and like when I was living a life of addiction and how abundantly obvious it already was. So you've got to trust your gut. You know when something's off with your husband. You know when something is off with your son. You know when something's off with your daughter or your wife or whoever it may be that is struggling with substance abuse or with alcohol or with porn or with these things. You know when something is just not right. And once you confront them about it, a lot of times, man, I just think how, man, someone who's struggling with addiction is the most manipulative person you could ever talk to, is the most deceptive person you could ever talk to. And I say that because I was, because Adam was. I would do anything. I would lie through my teeth. You could hold a black pen up and I'm going to tell you it's blue. And I'm going to swear by that. And I'm going to convince you that this is blue as well.
And make you the bad guy.
Correct.
For questioning me.
Correct. And so something that I noticed in my own life is, and it's very basic, but it's like, man, whenever I'm living right and accusations are made or assumptions are made or I'm questioned about my integrity, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all because you're just genuinely asking from a place of concern, from a place of love, from a place of holding me accountable. Completely understandable and respect that. Now, when I'm living unrighteously, when I'm lying, when I'm being deceptive, when I'm being manipulative, and somebody addresses me about something or asks me a question that I don't like and is getting closer to finding out the truth, well, now I'm going to turn that on you and make you feel like a bad guy immediately. And I'm going to play with your emotions. I'm going to play with your mind. I'm going to turn all this back around. And then it becomes about what you've done to me and nothing about the situation at hand.
Yeah.
So if you're a loved one and you find yourself in that situation, understand that something is wrong and something is not right.
That's right.
And you may not ever physically catch a loved one. If you know something is going on that doesn't need to be going on, if you know a person's actively using or getting drunk and getting high or watching porn, you have to set firm ground rules from that day forward.
Yeah.
Because what we want to happen as loved ones is I want to physically catch you and have that like gotcha moment.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now I know everything I've been thinking, everything I've been believing for this past year, for these past months, for this past decade is true. Now I got you.
Yeah.
Trust me, like I said earlier, these people, like when we struggle and in the midst of addiction, we are the most deceptive and manipulative people ever. I'm somehow going to find a way to wormhole out of that and find a way to make this about you and not me, or make it seem like it was a one-time thing and I was being truthful every other time. This is a single individual situation, whatever the case may be. But right. Once you know that something is going on that is not right and a loved one is actively using or getting high or drunk, whatever the case is, you have to, from that day forward, set firm ground rules or nothing will change.
Yeah. Few things. One, and again, I'm going to get back to the person, but to the loved one, I don't want to be hard, but if we're honest, like truly honest, if you're waiting that until you catch them red-handed, one, like he said, someone's not really good at addiction if you catch them.
Yeah.
You know, people have lifetimes, decades of addiction, which means if you caught them, they're probably not in that and they're not good at that. So you're not going to catch them. But two, if we're honest, you catching them red-handed is and making that your standard is kind of a sellout. It's like, I don't want to have to confront. I don't want to have to – I know this to be true. I know I'm not crazy. I know what I'm seeing. I don't want to have to use that evidence. I want caught you red-handed because it's easier.
Yeah.
You're not going to catch them. And if you do, man, yeah, obviously do that. But next thing, like we're saying, so all these things that we were telling you to do, we're telling you this is because it's going to be hard, man. It's not going to be easy to confront. It's not going to be easy when you see these things to dive and investigate, like why asking the questions. It's not going to be easy. But you got to do it. You got to do it because it saves lives. You got to do it. And then lastly with you, with the loved one for me, on the flip side, looking back at the person, man, know and remember what we just said. They too are still made in the Imago Dei. They are made in the name or in the image of God. And so, man, they are worthy of value. So they're not a punching bag. Do these things without beating them up. Primarily that conversation is for someone who's, who it's been known that they've been inside of some kind of addiction and they come home. You got to allow, we're all over the place here, but this is an important topic. You've got to allow loved one trust to be able to be grown. If you don't allow it, you'll never trust them again. So an atmosphere of trust has to be allowed by you, and that's hard. So they're not a punching bag. They're still your loved one. Speak truth, but show compassion. Speak truth, but show compassion.
Yeah, and then I guess just to flip back over to the person who's struggling, you know, how do I know that I have a problem? You know, Jeremiah 17:9 says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Whom can understand it? My brother, you have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You have to be honest with yourself and assess your heart earnestly and see where you are justifying your behaviors to yourself. See how you are lying and deceiving not only everybody else around you, but ultimately yourself.
Yeah.
And it can be the most humiliating feeling in the world, even just the thought of going to a loved one, going to my wife, going to one of my parents that, hey, I have a problem and I need to get help. But it is also the most liberating, freeing feeling that you could ever experience by just getting those words out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I guess if you're on the fence, man, you're like, man, I do this. It's not, I don't really check any of those boxes that they said, or maybe you're disagreeing with some of the boxes, but you have a genuine heart and you clicked on this video because you truly want to know, is what you're doing a problem? I would say have this prayer. And if you don't know the Lord, please email us info@springtolife.net. We would love to walk you through that. Someone will call you. Someone will email you back. If you are struggling, please go to S2LRecovery.org or S2L, the number numeral 2L.life. It's the same program that Chitty and I went through, and you're a male, man, get the help. But if you're asking yourself that question, I would say pray this scripture. And it's Psalm 139:23-24. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And guys, that is a scary prayer. I mean, know my thoughts. Whew. Know my thoughts, but allow God, search my heart, know my thoughts, and then lead me this way. And here's what I'll tell you. Be prepared for a very uncommon, unnatural feeling. It'll feel dirty. It'll make you feel bad. But let me set you up here. That is a gift from God. If you pray that and you feel bad about something or dirty about something, typically you're going to try to numb that feeling. Don't numb it. Don't numb it. That is the Holy Spirit convicting you of sin. That's what you just prayed for. Press into that, because that feeling is designed to draw you out of the pit and into the arms of the Father, out of the muck and the mire, into the arms. Turn from that. There's a thing called repentance, man. Okay, Lord, you showed me this. I see the weight of my own sin. I hate my sin. I'm going to turn from that. And that's the process of the journey. And you press on. You don't sulk, because if you do what we always used to do with pain and uncomfortable feelings, one, we would be woe is me. We'd have fallen into deep depression. Two, we would numb it with our substance.
Mm-hmm.
Or three.
Yeah. Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction."
Yeah.
Gosh, I used to be a fool. I used to be a fool. And even if you're at a place and you don't believe in God, you don't believe in the Lord, man, seek and heed counsel to your loved ones who are trying earnestly to help you.
Yeah.
Who know that, man, this is not who you are. We know who you are. We love you. We want to see you get better, but you have to allow them to speak into your life, and you have to allow them to help you get some help, the help that you need. If you knew your way out of this, you would have found it by now. Trust me. I talk to men all the time who are in the midst of addiction, who are just coming out of it. If there was a shortcut out of that thing, I promise you we'd have found it by now.
Yeah.
Like, we would have found it if there was a shortcut and a way out under our own understanding, under our own strength, under our own willpower. But it's not possible, man. So heed the counsel of those around you, of the loved ones around you, and get you some help.
Yeah, man. And if you've made it this far in the video and you have a little bit of disdain, a couple things. There might be something that might be God might be using this podcast to convict you. That might be God using this. Praise Him for that. Step into it. Or you're a little bit upset because of our tone. Well, let me tell you, man, me and Chitty are passionate. Reason being, one of the reasons being, if you go back one episode, we reacted to Jelly Roll talking to Congress about fentanyl, and he brought up a statistic, and it was like 288 people or 170 people a day dying of drug overdose. That doesn't even include alcohol deaths. That's just drug overdose. Alcohol deaths, whether from drunk driving, you dying, or you killing other people, liver disease, heart disease, whatever comes from alcohol, man, those deaths, that's daily.
Yeah.
We're tired of doing funerals for 20 and 30 year olds, man. So yes, our tone might be harsh, but it is in love. Like we're not making fun of you. We're not angry at you. We're not mocking you. We were you.
Yeah.
Get the help, man. Get the help. It is possible not to do those things. It is possible not to turn to those things. It is possible not for those things to steal your joy of your family and the time away from your family and the money from your family's account. And man, it's possible. How do we know? Because this book, the Word of God says so, and our own testimonies. That's how we know.
Yeah, I just want to encourage you guys, if you are struggling, if you are maybe someone's watched this and you're at a place where like, man, I know I have a problem, but voicing that, but getting to that place of humility and humbling myself and sharing it with somebody, man, tell someone, whether it's your best friend, whether it's your sister, your cousin, your uncle, your brother, your mom, somebody who can help you get some help and find the right place for you to go to. Today is the day to share that. Hey, I have a problem. I've had a problem for whether it's been a short period of time or a long period of time, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And today's the day that I'm going to stand up and do something about it. I can get up and move. Mm. What I need to do is get up and move.
That's right. And then if you're the loved one of someone that you think is struggling and you just don't know how to address them, go to the website that I said. We have an intake team that's all they do. They talk with families. They talk with the people. Man, they will guide you. We will guide you through step by step on how to approach somebody and pray with you and love on you. Guys, we hope you liked this podcast, this episode. If you would, again, subscribe, like it. It helps with the algorithm, getting this message out. And if it helped you or you enjoyed it, man, if you do those things, it's going to help get it out to other people to enjoy and like. Final thoughts, anything?
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge,
ooh,
baby.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Mm-hmm. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. That's it. That's Life After Addiction. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Life After Addiction. Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Studio. For more Christ-centered addiction recovery resources, please visit S2L.net. That's S, the number 2, L.net. For more information about S2L's licensed and accredited residential program, please visit S2LRecovery.org. That's S, the number 2, L.recovery.org.
We want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the Life After Addiction podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of their faith-centered podcasts and their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much more. Thank you so much for listening today, and God bless.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.